AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Scotland is saying goodbye to Queen Elizabeth.
Most of us cannot recall a time when she was not our monarch.
The Queen died at Balmoral Castle. There was a procession taking the Queen's casket from the castle to St. Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh for a memorial service, followed by a public viewing of the casket. Ian Greenshields is Church of Scotland moderator.
Today we mourn her passing, but we also celebrate the long and happy reign that we experienced with her.
King Charles spoke to the Scottish Parliament.
Through all the years of her reign, the Queen, like so many generations of our family before her, found in the hills of this land and in the hearts of its people a haven and a home.
The wait is expected to be long in Scotland to see the Queen's casket. Similar crowds are expected in London, where the coffin can be visited starting Wednesday. Queen Elizabeth's funeral is a week from today. Three children were found dead in the surf off Brooklyn, New York's Coney Island boardwalk, and police believe they may have been drowned by their mother. NYPD's Kevin Corey says they got a call from a concerned relative.
The caller indicated that she was concerned that her family member may have harmed her three small children.
The mother was found 90 minutes later, barefoot and soaking wet, 2 miles down the boardwalk from the section of Coney Island where she lived. Jeff Bezos' rocket company suffered its first launch failure. No one was aboard, only science experiments. The Blue Origin rocket blasted off from West Texas and was barely a minute into the flight when the bright yellow flame shot out from around the single engine at the bottom. The capsule's emergency launch abort system immediately kicked in, lifting the craft off the top. Police in St. Louis say officers fatally shot a 16-year-old who was allegedly reaching for a gun. This is AP News. Ukraine is claiming momentum in the war against Russia.
The regional governor of the northeastern Kharkiv region says in some areas of the front, our defenders have reached the state border with the Russian Federation, while the city's mayor has written on Telegram that soldiers are heroes, highlighting the exuberant mood in the nation that's endured more than 200 days of war and occupation. However, as throughout the war, such military claims are hard to verify independently. After Sunday's attacks by Russia, Kiev authorities say electric power and water supplies have been restored to some 80% in the Kharkiv region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem disclosed she recently underwent back surgery to treat an injury impacting her spine and that her activity would be limited during the next several months of recovery. Noem is in the midst of a re-election campaign. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.